nobody. Give me nothing. Open up the door. I said to myself, I don't want nobody. Give me nothing. Open up the door. I was telling myself, I don't want nobody. Give me nothing. Open up the door. Nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. I don't give me integration. Give me true communication. I don't give me sorrow. I want equal opportunity to live tomorrow. Give me schools and give me better books so I can read about myself and gain my true looks. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll tell myself, do you hear me now, now? I don't want nobody.
Wow. That was pretty powerful. Great song. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tony B Radio Show. I'm Tony B, your host, and you are the Tony Beers. How's everybody doing out there? Listen, we're in September. Wow. What happened? It was just March, and then fast forward to September. Listen, we have a great show lined up for you today. It's going to be really exciting. I just want to give that shout out to all you Tony Beers. And for newcomers, we welcome you into the fold as well. We're hoping that you're enjoying the show and that you're having a wonderful day. Well, what do we have to say? Well, first of all, we have our sponsor partners we want to thank. So those are the people who help us stay on the air, and we really appreciate them. Thank you, sponsors. And if you want to become a sponsor to the Tony B Radio Show, you simply send in your contributions to P.O. Box 517. That's in Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. By the way, the T-shirts are smoking. I saw them the other day, just the first press run of them, and they are outstanding. Listen, let me tell you, you have to get this Cooking with the Hot Sauce Tony B Radio Show T-shirt. $25, send it to that P.O. Box, P.O. Box 517 with your size, and that's Greenwich, Connecticut, 06830. So you're going to love it. And like I said, it says Cooking with the Hot Sauce on the front. And on the back, it says Tony B Radio Show with some great, outstanding artwork. And so thank you all who have sent your orders in. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the theme of the week. Well, we're back. The theme of the week this week is overcome by the power of your testimony. Ooh, what does that mean? Overcome by the power of your testimony. Listen, I know this is a good theme for the week because it simply means that by your speaking things, especially positive things or even things that have happened to you, but how you've overcome. Remember, we said you are an overcomer. I am an overcomer. That was a theme a few weeks ago. And then we had respect yourself. But, you know, we've had positive things like don't believe the lie. But here, overcome by the power of your testimony. In other words, the more you speak, how you were able to get from point A to point B, how you were able to get over, how you were able to come through, how you were able to make it, how everything seemed like it was up against the wall towards you and you weren't going to make it in Coronaville and washing your hands and distance, you know, social distancing and all of these things, the psychological impact that it has on all of us. You simply overcome by the power of your testimony. You have to speak up. You have to say what it was that assisted you and how you were able to overcome so that you could be positive and you could help someone else. So that's the whole idea of the power of your testimony and how you overcame. And so I just want to break it down a little bit more. It's simply a mechanism for you to be able to move from that which was adversity to that which is positive. And so I want you to just ponder that for a while and just take some moments. We're going to pull up the Joe song. Joe is sort of, you know, toe-to-toe to Joe. If this is your exercise song, come on now. I know some of you, like, don't really exercise, but I want you to get in there and, like, actually start moving around. This is good for you. Come on, Tony Beers, let's join in toe-to-toe with Joe Ogosalachi, Mom Ogosalachi singing Tony B, toe-to-toe.
Time has come for the change. Stop the madness, ourselves we save. Let's step up to the plate. Be brave. Let's go toe-to-toe with Joe. The ballot box is your stage. Take this chance, let us rearrange. Stop this unbelievable outrage. Time to get us all back on the track. Let's go toe-to-toe with Joe. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together. Come on, let's all stay tight. Been blessed with one more chance from my side. So let's get this right.
All right. That was toe-to-toe with Joe. Were you exercising? That's my only concern, was some people sort of just listen to the song and love it, but they're not actually doing anything. So now you have to lift your left leg up, 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 up. Hold it there. Now put it down. Pick up your right leg. Come on, you can do it. Right leg, hold it up, 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 up. And let it down. Now we're going to do some arm rolls to the front. One, two, three, four. Come on. I don't see you moving. Let's go back. One, two, three, four. One more time to the front. One, two, three, four. And now to the back. One, two, three, four. All right. Put your arms to your side and let's take a deep breath. Okay. The scripture of the week. The scripture of the week this week is actually found in Revelations, and it's going to be Revelations 12 and 11. Revelations 12 and 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." There you have it, tying into the theme of the week. Yes, they overcame by the power of their testimony. Listen, I want you to really get that down in your spirit and really think about what that's saying. But for the entire audience all around the world, by the way, we have people listening from everywhere. And I thought I'd just briefly sort of interject here where people are listening. Well, first of all, they're listening locally. Hey, everybody in Greenwich, how you doing? Greenwich Avenue, Koskob, Byram. I don't want to forget anything but all of Greenwich. But then we have New York City, and we have Boston, and we have Washington, D.C. Hey, we even go down south. There's North Carolina, South Carolina. There's people in Virginia listening. There's also people in Florida. Someone from New Orleans wrote me the other day. And then you go out west, I mean, Midwest. First of all, we got Chicago. And then I think we have Kevin out in Michigan. Hey, Kevin. And then we have people on the West Coast. Jamil, how are you guys doing out there? Daryl on from California. So these are like real people, and you are them. And so I just want to thank you. I want to shout out to everyone in Georgia. I don't want to miss that. Hey, family in Georgia, how are you guys doing down there? All right, all across the country, but in London, we have someone listening in the Caribbean, and we have someone listening all the way in Singapore, right? And so I'm just sharing that this while this is a local channel, people are tuning into the Tony B Radio Show, and they are going to be getting this T-shirt. So what are we planning with the T-shirt? By the way, there's going to be a Tony B Radio Show Cooking with the Hot Sauce theme show, and you are to wear your T-shirt and to send in a photograph and or a video of you and your family members, whoever's wearing it. And, you know, if you want to give some personal shout out or whatever, or if you're just sending a photo in. But get ready for that. That's going to be our fall big theme is that T-shirt day. So just want to thank everybody. Want to give some shout outs to all the people that are supporting us. And so, first of all, I want to say hi to Jim LaFave and the Innovative CPA Group over there. Hey, Jim. Also want to talk to all those people that are supporting the balance of nature, right? So that's the fruits and veggies supplements, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you go there. We also have the Relief Factor, support for temporary relief of minor aches and pains. So you go to relieffactor.com. Also, do you have access to your bank CEO? At the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. And so experts in commercial and real estate lending, the First Bank of Greenwich. Go over there and meet the CEO. That would be a fun thing and open up account there. And as always, want to give a shout out to all of you Tony Beers and everyone on Greenwich Avenue. I thought this would be a time when we would check in on Bob and see how Bob is doing. So, Bob, how is your fall going so far?
What? We're going to talk about fall?
Well, okay. How is your last of the summer wrapping up?
It's been fine. It's been good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you doing fun things?
Well, yeah. Nothing exciting. I mean, you know, when you can spend a day that you didn't have to get up to go to do something, so you don't shave. That's a nice thing.
That is a nice thing, yeah. You know. And are you looking forward to anything in the early fall to be doing or going or seeing?
No. You know, I'm thinking to myself that this year I'm just going to enjoy being by myself mostly.
Okay.
And come next year, things I think will be drastically different.
Okay. And I agree.
I'll be getting out again.
So, Bob, would you go to a theater now? They said the movie theaters are open up. Would you be one of those people that would social distance in a theater?
No. But keep in mind, I was on the verge of never going to a theater again anyway.
Okay. So you had already had it.
I've had it with theaters.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Okay. So you don't really see the advantage of going to the theater
anymore. Yeah.
All right. So, Bob would.
You know, I've said that and then. You know, the last Star Wars movie came out, and I was like, okay, I got to go to the theater for that.
All right. So if you see Bob in a theater in Greenwich Avenue or in around the Greenwich, Connecticut area.
Remind me I said this.
Take a photo and send it in because we're going to give him, you know, a little something there. But anyway, I thought this would be a good place to play my promo. So you guys, we take a quick break, and here's my promo. Hello, this is Tony of the Tony B Radio Show. I have a new show on Wednesdays at 9:30, and we talk about fun things like, what do you think the wills of the rich and famous look like? We also have pet talk, we have trends in fashion and music, and more exciting, there's a positive thought of the day, and we talk about relationships. So tune in to the Tony B Show, 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH. All right. Well, that was my promo. I hope you got a chance to enjoy that. Listen, I asked Jay to stop by the studio, and, you know, we had been sort of like toying with Jay. Hey, Jay, when you can give us some new music? And, you know, she was saying that she would, you know, Jay is our co-host, by the way. And we thank Jay for all her contributions on the Tony B Radio Show. But anyway, I was trying to coax Jay into giving us some new music, and we were shooting for Halloween. But anyway, Jay stopped by the studio, and she wanted to talk to you and tell you what's going on with her. And let's hear from Jay and see how she's doing.
Hi everyone, Jay here. Just wanted to check in and say hello. I can't believe the summer days are winding down and we're starting to prep for fall. I hope that you guys had a restful and relaxing summer and that you were able to accomplish some of the things that you had planned for this time, and hope that you're starting to set some new goals as we look towards some of the cooler months. I know one of my goals for the past few months was to put out another song, and I was finally able to put out my latest song called Careful. So I stopped by the studio and let Tony B have a listen, and yeah, I think we're ready to unveil it. So without further ado, here's a listen to my latest song, Careful. Let me know what you think. Thanks, everyone.
Wow. That's Jay's new song, Careful. That's a smash hit. I thought it was incredible. Listen, you can write in and let us know how you like Jay's new song. You know, we had heard No, Don't Go, and now this is her follow-up to it, Careful, a totally different feel. Awesome. Yeah, Jay. I'm going to go ahead and give her a clap on. Come on, you can clap on that. Jay came through. All right, Jay. All right, that brings us to Tony B's Sports Arena. And I thought we'd shout out to Boat 30. We've had the managing director come in and talk about the unification of sports across the board. And so Boat 30 is, you know, highlighting this segment, and you simply go to boat30.com. Listen, I understand they have a whole new apparel look coming out for the fall. And so you go to boat30.com and order something there. But anyway, we have moved off the Stefan and the Stephanies. You know, we did that whole series, and then we did the Mikes. But now we're going to move into the James and the Jacksons, okay? These are sports figures that you know who are dominating the sports arena. And their names has to have James in it or Jackson. So just to jump right in, and I know you have your favorites, and if there's one that you want me to highlight during this James and Jackson series, let me know. But we'll go right into the first one, and it's Vincent Edward Bo Jackson. Who is Bo Jackson? Bo Jackson is an American former professional baseball and football player. I bet you didn't know that. He is the only professional athlete in history to be named All-Star in both categories. Isn't that pretty incredible? James Bo Jackson, an outstanding American, and he's elite in talent and multiple sports, has given him the reputation as one of the greatest athletes of all time. And this here are some stats on Bo Jackson. He was born November 30th, 1962, ages 57 years old, in Bessemer, Alabama. And his specialty was the 40-yard dash. The time was 4 minutes, 13 seconds, standing 6 feet 1 inch, weighing 230 pounds. He's married, and he has several kids. So Boat 30 is sponsoring the James and the Jackson series, and Bo Jackson kicks us off. So we'll end there, but I thought it would be nice if we could see what has Bo Jackson accumulated. And so Bo Jackson's net worth and salary as a retired professional baseball and American football player has a net worth of $25 million. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Listen, the show has been smoker. It's been a killer. It's been awesome. Get those T-shirts. That's the main thing. We're winding down, and so I thought what I'd do is, we haven't done this in a while, and I thought it'd be nice to do a Will of the Rich and Famous, right? So we want to shout out to Herb E. Nass, Esquire. He is the writer and the person who compiled all these Wills of the Rich and Famous. And so we want to thank him for doing such. Let's see, who might we do for now? Somebody that is really interesting, I thought. Why don't we go with Marilyn Monroe? Marilyn Monroe. Okay, Marilyn Monroe, date and place of birth, June 1st, 1926, in Los Angeles General Hospital, Los Angeles, California. But date and place of death, Marilyn Monroe, who is an actress, August 5th, 1962, on Helena Drive at her address in Los Angeles, California. Dead from an overdose of sleeping pills at the age of 32, Marilyn Monroe became an international symbol of glamour, and she commanded the attentions of presidents, Pulitzer Prize winner, playwrights, and all-star ball players. When Marilyn Monroe signed her will on January 14, 1961, she was already divorced from three husbands, including baseball legend Joe DiMaggio and playwright Arthur Miller. She had been married in her first marriage at the age of 16. She had a great career. She did two really big films, but The Misfits was one of that, and Some Like It Hot. Something's Gotta Give was another one of her. But in her will, it was reported that both Marilyn Monroe's mother and her grandmother were committed to mental institutions during their lives. In Article 5 of her will, she established a $100,000 trust for the maintenance and support of my mother, Gladys Baker. The remaining portion of that trust and 25% of the residency estate was left to Marilyn Monroe's psychotherapist, Dr. Marianne Criss. And apparently she had been very devoted to Marilyn Monroe. And so that's just some highlights of that. You can see more of this in the wills of the rich and famous from our good friend Herb E. Nass. Okay, so here we are. We're pretty much wrapping it up. I just thought for the Blue Bench this week, we would talk about the whole idea of where are the jobs? And more importantly, how do you go about finding a job? So for those of you who are looking at perhaps changing areas, you're not really sure, you know, you should ask yourself these questions. What do I like? What are my core strengths? What value do I bring to the table? What kinds of organizations do I want to work for? What position would allow me to grow in my career? And if I decide to move, where would I move to? So that's the Blue Bench question. Everyone want to know what's going on with Pet Talk? Hey, the animals are having some disgruntled because there's apparently Socrates, who is the squirrel, has befriended the golden belly sparrow who lives outside the zoo, and there's just some contention. And that golden belly sparrow's name is Sparky. So I'll give you an update on Sparky and what's going on with Socrates. All right, we're at the end of the show. We're just going to go ahead and wrap it up. You take care and you have a great week. We're going to give, a little bit of music and take you out. Have a great week.
Not the normal species, you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away.